talking yesterday about the Rashi. Rashi is bringing us a comments. Larner, layaver, bayar, bayimotze. The child was. Is Rashi. Rice, Rashi, the banan. So, when Taisus asked the Kashas and Rashi, it's Mashma, they understood in Rashi that this comment is about the Rabbana. And his Kasha was, Amayat Shrichel Chame B'dika, if the whole reason why Chazal were Machai B'dika is that they shouldn't be Aribai Rabbi Matzei, Hare, since Abayat Tzarech Shinyavatel, and with Bittel, you're going to solve the Bayer Abayim Matzah problem, so why would Chazal be Masakin B'dika? But it's Mashma Taisus, he understood B'das Rashi, Avada, that B'dika's Chametz, even though it's for Bayer Abayim Matzah, it's still the Rabbanah. That's Mashma Taisus, B'das Rashi. He doesn't ask that we see B'dika's Chametz as Rabbanah and Tzach Rashi as the Raisa. He asks, that how can you tell me the reason for the B'dika is al-Bai Rabbi Matzei, if you need Bittul anyway, and once you have the Bittul, you don't need the B'dika. Whereas some are trying to ask on Rashi, they quote the Gemara, when David asks on Rashi, got to bring it, that the Kasha is the Hagufa, the fact that it says that B'dika is Chomis Rabbanon, that itself is the Kasha in Rashi. Rashi, they're assuming Rashi as the Raisa. The Ran seems to assume B'das Rashi as well, that when we say that if it's a Shasha, Bayra, Bayra Matzai, then the Pshat is, Chiyah B'dika is Chiyah D'Raisa. Chiyah B'dika is Chiyah D'Raisa. That's how the Ran learns. The Ran says that a Mokoyim, Shemachnis Mem Chametz, Chiyah B'dika, the Chiyah B'dika, is the Raisa. The Ran's Mashma that the Chiyav Tashbisu is Mechayev B'dika. The place, the Mokam Shem, the place of Chometz, the Cheskas. Cheskas that has Chometz, Tashbisu and Baal Yiroh is Mechayev, you to check. That's the Chiyav Raisa. The word "raya" from the Gemara that's chiyav deraisa. The Gemara is then the chiyav with the ner is deraisa, and he explained that tashbis you can do one of two ways, either with bittel or b'dika. So the mechayev of b'dika is mechayev of b'dika is deraisa. If there's no bittel, then the b'dika is deraisa. And what's mechayev that? When it's mechayev that's tashbisu. And also by Rabbi Matzah. That's what the Haran learns in Rashi. When Rashi says Gdesh Loi Lava, Rashi learns because the Mishnah don't mention Bittul. The Chiyav Bittul is a later Takana. The Abayi Dikshash Hivatel is a later Takana from the Amorayim. Mele, the Mishnah is going without Bittul. Without Bittul is a Chiyav Deraisa. They shouldn't be by Rabbi Matzah. Because Ran, clear in the Ran, he pulls together the whole time by Rabbi Matzei and Tashbisu, it's all together. So he learns Mashal and Rashi, it's the Raisa. So yesterday we mentioned a point. The question is, if we're talking about Chomesh Eini Do over here, are you actually Mi'ayiv by Rabbi Matzei? Are you actually Mi'ayiv? So we had Rashi in that Vav. Rashi Navav said that if you were, the Gemara says, "Mitchil Sashana, you've died the lachs, and Mitchil Sashana you have to be Baidik." Rashi says, when you come, you're going to find the Chametz, and you'll be like, "Kisha Re'eyu over Aleh." It was Mashbim Rashi, it calls my own to see the Chametz, you're not over. So we say, if that's true, then how could the Chiyav B'dika, Shalei Lavar, be the Raisa? You're not over. As if you're over right now, if you don't do B'dika, you're over, like the Ran's Mashma. It's a Mokam She mukhtar to be chametz, so you're over, they get mivayda, you should be over. According to Rashi, you're not over right away. You're not over unless you find it. So therefore we explain in Rashi, like Taklak Taisus, that really it's Chiyud Rabbanon. It's Chiyud Rabbanon. And what's the Chiyud Rabbanon? Because you may, it's a chashash, maybe you'll come to see it, and therefore, when Rabbanon, you have to be by the, so that you shouldn't be over, not that you shouldn't be over by Ra now. That you shouldn't be over by Ra in the future. Shalilabra by Ra, Rashi doesn't mean now, Rashi means the future, as we said yesterday.
What?
The Chiyud Rabbanon, that soul that when, if you'll find it, you shouldn't be over by Ra by Matzeh.
It only
makes
sense if you
did. What?
It only makes sense if you did bittul.
No, if you didn't do bittul, we're going. If you didn't do bittul, because if you did, no, we're going. If you didn't do bittul, we're learning Rashi like the Ran is without bittul. Because if there is bittul, then why need bedika? You're not alive anyway. One second. We're going. Even when I'm learning Rashi, it's also going with to answer his kasha. We're going with the Ran. That the Mishnah is going without bittul.
I thought I was saying that the bedika is the ikr, but just like the if you only did bittul, you would have to do bedika derabanan. You also have to do bittul derabanan.
Again, but again, if you did bedika, you have to do bittul derabanan. The Gemara says why? Shemi and Tzaglus Kiyafa. If you did bittul, why do you still have to do bedika? So you can't say as bai rabbi matzei because
again, that just says it's Shema.
Again, if Rashi says it's a Shema, the reason why you do Bedika, you shouldn't be over by the Ramatze. Says Taisa, if we're talking about you read the Bittul, you're not over anyway. Okay? You're not over anyway.
Saying it's not just a by the Ramatze. Saying, Koin Rashi has to be because by the Ramatze, and Tosu is saying it's not just by the
Taisa, if you did bittul, there's no problem by you anymore. The Ran says in Rashi, you talking about you didn't do bittul yet. And therefore, you have to do bedik mederai, so you shouldn't be arguing by Rabbi Matzah. That's how the Ran learns in Rashi. The way we're learning Rashi, bederach Taisa is that Rashi is Rabbanon. And if we learn the Rashi, Navav is telling me that Chomet Shaini do, you're not over by Rabbi Matzah. So it means that if you don't do anything, you're not over by Rabbi Matzah. So you can't tell me that the Chibal, the Issabal, Rabbi Matzah is Mechaib do Bedika. The Raisa. Because you're not over if you don't do Bedika. If you find it, you'll be over. So therefore, we want the same Rashi, Holy Taisis as Rabbanon. And it's a Chash of Ba'i Rabbi Matzah. You might come to Ba'i Rabbi Matzah. Not that it's a take off of Ba'i Chibal, you shouldn't be over. Okay, that's we could say that's without bittul.
We still holding that. We still saying that bittika itself is derisa.
No, in Rashi, I want to again. Right, if you hold that the chomet she'eni do, you're not over by ira, then the chared bittika can be derisa.
Right,
because you're not over. You say it's a chashash that maybe you'll be over. The chashash that maybe you'll see it. This doesn't make sense that could be chiv derisa. So if I would prefer to learn Rashi, and Rashi means Rabbanon, and the Chashash is, and maybe you'll see it. If, yeah?
Why do you have to say that there was no bittul?
One second. Because if there was bittul, the Chashash, you might,
right.
You should be over by your own. If this bittul, you're right, not over by this Chashash. Okay? That's why first glance it would make sense to say Rashi, like the Ran, that much will take Rashi like the Ran, that there's no bittul over here. Mishnayos are going without bittul. Okay? Now, the question is, what happens after bittul for Rashi? What happens after bittul for Rashi? It's still mavur zechiyev of bedika. What's the say of the chiv derabanan of bedika after bittul?
They're
more machmer.
Getting closer to
machmer. What? What are they being more machmer? Why are they being? What's again? They what? I mean, not obvious. What's the to machmer? What's the to machmer?
Be close on your
bittul.
When you find something.
You mean the bathroom we said yesterday?
Yeah. No, because if you find a thing,
then
find a
gimsegus gafa.
Yeah.
So one thing. So again, assuming Rashi is going that Liga is Rabbanan, El Shash, maybe you'll find it, Be'er. Now, the question is, what about, the Taisa says, what about after Bittul? There is no Ba'ira, right? Not even Ba'ira after Bittul. So what could be the problem? Why after Bittul would you still need Bidika? So over here, we have three Mahalchim who are showing him, stop, before we get the Rashi. Why is it that after Bittul you still need Bidika? Yeah? Taisa learns, Shamiyav al-Akhla. The Ran says that also. And the Ran says, another svar is that maybe Chazal, the Bittul wasn't a good Bittul. Maybe it wasn't really Mavatlit. And that's why you need Bidika and beer. And the third thing we had was from the Bar Tanura, Mechudish Nekapshat, that the Chashash, you might find something good, and you're gonna be chayzer from your bittul. So in Rashi, we could say perhaps that if we want to keep the Rashi and the Mishnah, the reason for Bidika is not everybody in Matzei. So then we could say, like the Ran, the reason maybe Rashi could be going after Bittul. But then we could say that maybe the reason why we have to do Bidika after Bittul is because maybe Bittul wasn't a good Bittul. And the Shash, then you can be over by Rabbi Matzei if you need to do Bidika. So it could be, once we say like that, then we could say that maybe Rashi in the Mishnah, like Maishi wanted to say, maybe Rashi Mishnah going after Bittul. All Rashi says in the Mishnah is what? Why do you need Bidika? So you shouldn't be Ayyubai Rabbi Matzei. So Taisa says, what do you mean? If you did Bittul, you're not going to be Ayyubai Matzei? So the answer could be very simply, like the Ran says, you're right. Avada, if you did Bittul proper, a proper Bittul, you're not Ayyubai Rabbi Matzei. But Hagufa, the Chazal, were Chayshish, and maybe your Bittul won't be so proper. And therefore, Chazal said, do Bidika, so you shouldn't be Ayyubai Rabbi Matzei, Ayyubai Rabbi Matzei. So Lefizeh, Lefizeh Ran Svara, we stood back into Rashi, we could say, maybe Rashi's going La'achar Bittul. When Rashi says it should be Ayyubai Rabbi Matzei, Rashi means, if it's before Bittul, Zuchashi might find it. If it's La'achar Bittul, Zuchashi maybe Bittul is not a good Bittul. And therefore, Chazal Uchay Shishne maybe be Ayyubai Rabbi Matzei. So theoretically, once we have the Ran Svara, maybe even the Bar Tanura Svara, well, that's a little harder to say, Rashi, that we could understand the Rashi in our Mishnah to be talking about after Bittul. And still the Zuchash of Ayyubai Matzei. Still the goal of the B'dik is you shouldn't be Ayyubai Matzei. How's that? Why is the problem? Because maybe Bittul wasn't a good Bittul. That's how we could learn Rashi. To answer his kasha. So again, we have two truths to answer his kasha. Two Mahalchim and Rashi. What Mahalch is to say, like Iran, the Mishnayos are going before Bittul. Bittul is a later Takana. Right? Well, for that Mahalch, Batsim, what Rashi is saying, the Mishnah is obsolete. It's not Negea. Because if that Mahalch, we could say the reason why the Mishnah is only talking about Ba'irot, the Mishnah is not Bittul. After the Kana of Bittul, Mishnah before Bittul, after the Kana of Bittul, why do you have to do Bidika? Then we could say, Lefi Rashi, Lefi Raz Malach, and Rashi, we could say what? Why have to do Bidika? Shami Yav Lachlai. And Grada, it could be Rashi's masking, Shami Yav Lachlai. If we learn in Rashi, that Rashi the Mishnah is going before Bittul. The Mishnah is before Bittul, like the Ran. But that means once it's the Kana of Bittul, it's not again the Rashi Mishnah. Rashi is absolute. What is Negeya? Maybe Hashem Yavalachle. Nutakana. Where does Rashi say this Nutakana? Where do we have this Nutakana Hashem Yavalachle from Rashi? So Maisa, Rabbi Lang showed me Rashi and Abdalid. But the Gemara asks, our Mishnah says, Arla, when do we do B'digas Chametz? Arla Brasa, the night before. Gemara asks the Kasha, when does Isser Chametz kick in? After 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach. So why are we using, so Gemara asks the Kasha, with the Rashi of Dalid, Bailam Yehuda, they flee Masnisin, Bar Chaka, to Ovid Rabbanon, Lai Raisa. Ain't awesome. Minatayra, Bibal Yira, Uba Achila, El Mesheshais, Mishav Mesheshais. So therefore, Nivduk, Bitchila Shesh, Kaidmi Surai, Bikaidmi Surai, Yavaradu, Lam Laguma Kulai. Yeah? Rashi says, Bailer May, Bailer Ruth, forget what they're talking about. Yeah? when you know from what hour already now eat chametz etc. Yeah, but the issa d'raisa is when mishal shishas after 6 hours, meaning 12 o'clock. Yeah, after 6 full hours, 12 o'clock. Says Rashi, what issa is there? Bein issa achila, bein issa bayira is only from 6 hours. And therefore, so be by the then. Yeah? So Mark is that. Yeah? But why is Rashi bringing Yisra Achila all of a sudden? Who's talking about B'dika? It's for Bal Yirah. Why are you bringing Yisra Achila? Rashi is after 6. That's when Yisra Achila and this Bal Yirah kicks in. Why are you bringing Yisra Achila B'chal? Elamai, it's Mashm Rashi Taka. That, because Rashi wants to include the Rabbanan Dika Isser Chiv Dika, which is Al Shem Yavalachla. And therefore, he learned that that's why he throws both in, because the Bayroz Negev, the Dreis, the Negev before the Karim Bittel, that is Al Bayroz Bayimatse. And the Rabbanan is Al Shem Yavalachla, so Rashi throws them both. That would be Shtikl Smach. That Rashi is a very strong smach to say that if Rashi, the Mishnah, the Rashi's Bayra is before Bittul, but then because Mishnah is talking about without Bittul, the once Chazal were Masak and Bittul, then the Kana changes, and the Kana B'dika changes, and now it's because Shem Yavalachla. The Mela, Rashi throws in both. So that's one Mahalach to explain to Rashi. How Rashi has the kind of bit of Bdika before Bittul and after Bittul. The other mal we can say in Rashi is that maybe when Rashi the Mishnah says Shema Sholav Bal Yirah Bayimatzei, Rashi means even after Bittul, because maybe in after Bittul there's a chashash from Rabbanon of Bal Yirah Bayimatzei. The Hain, like the Ran said, maybe we're mevatelit properly. So according to the second mahaloch, when Rashi says Shema Shalalab Bayra, Rashi means even after the Kana Bittul. Now, if you read this chat, the Mishnayis, Rashi could agree to Taisvis. And the Mishnayis are talking about after Bittul, and still, there's a Chashash Bayra. Why? Because maybe the Bittul wasn't good. And Chazal Chayshish, then maybe you're not going to be Mevatel properly. So then, Rashi the Mishnah could be going even after the Kana of Bittul. Okay? So those are two Mahalchim we have in Rashi. And both of them, we're going now that it's the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. Why is it in Rabbanan? Because there's no Bayra if it's any door. If you don't know Chametz exists, there is no the rice. Now it's coming with Rashi on Daf Dalet that says, when you could get there on what you call it. If you die the lachzer is a problem. That walk shur ayu over. Now the truth matter is though in that Rashi. So it is a mashal and a mashal on that Rashi. So the first part of Rashi is you're not by Rabbi Matze unless you see it. You don't have it.
On the
above, yeah.
No.
Cool. Says the Marshal. Mashma, the Masha Matza ain't over all of. Kozman Shaloi Ra Isa. Adata. I feel like a bit like. Medover Tamu. Nehishloi Hoya Biyada, Levair, Mchamak, and Mchamat Shaloi, the Besehu. Vay by Rabbi Kozman Shaloi Bitloi. He's not willing to accept that you only are by Yerah if you see it. But Mashal not willing to accept that. So in other words, the Rosh Taka on that Vav says Beferish that by Yerah doesn't mean you have to see it. By Yerah means that it's right to be seen. The Rosh on that Vav, by the Gemara we mentioned yesterday, that Abayduk Tzarech Shevatel says the Rosh. Says the Gemara, Shem Yom Zaglof Yafa, right? Says the Rosh, that's why you need Bitlai, yeah? Here, see, the Gemara would have said, why need Bitlai? Yeah? Why need Bitlai? You read the Bedinka. See, not everybody, Rabbi Amos, you did the Bedinka. you got rid of everything. I, says the Gemara, Misham Prurim. Maybe there's some crumbs he didn't get to. And then you'll be hired by Rabbi Matzei. Says the Rosh. Ya'afa pish ain't a roya. You don't see the crumbs. They're like ksiv lay sira chametz. El lo ye ro'e. Mashma lo yehe lucha chametz b'mokoyim haro'oi l'ri'iyah. Ya'afa pish ain't yodeya shem b'beisai. By ro'ikah. The fact you don't see the crumbs is not a reason not to be Iver. Why? Says the Rosh, Bayra doesn't mean not to see. Bayra means that it shouldn't be in a place that could be seen.
Isn't crumbs a hamamina? Or is it? Because crumbs.
No, so then the Gemara says, but crumbs a bottle of memeil.
But what comes down from
the Gemara says, but crumbs a bottle. What we see in the hamamina is the Gemara says, Elaim Shampurin. Prum a bottle. But the Rosh is explaining Gemara's hamamina. What was Gemara's kasha? It may be Nibital's Purim. I don't see them. Terence says you don't need to see them to be over. That's the Rosh proves in this Gemara. The Gemara's kasha Elaim Shampurin. We see that Yerei Bayra Matzapurin. If not, the Gemara says that Purim is bottle, you'll be Yerei Bayra Matzapurin. I don't see them. Terence, you don't need to see them. So the Mashal is assuming, like he doesn't quote the Rosh by name, but Chayy is assuming like the Rosh. What?
Only the Gemara is going to the Bedigah.
That Gemara is trying to prove it in the whiny bittle. That's the Gemara. So, again, the Lashon of Rashi is mashma not like that. Lashon of Rashi mashma. Baal Yirah means you have to see it. When I say Kesherei Eihu, you'll be over. Right? And then I would have said he's arguing the Rosh. But Mashal doesn't want to accept that. He can't accept that anyone says that. So therefore, he said, "Nirbein al farish the ma'ir besafik shloyad bebad l'sheish loychamus beisai." Okay, he's mishalmi. Shemach ein over el mishas hayidia. Tilin zerashi. That's not the problem. You need to see it. The pshat is if you don't know they have chametz in your house. Yeah, not that you know you have chametz. You just don't know where it is. You don't know you have chametz in your house. Then you're not over until you know about it. So that's what we mean. When you might come, you might find it. Therefore, then you'll be over. Because then you'll know where it is. Not because then you'll see it. Because then you'll know where it is. We don't know the Yom Chometz. Even though the Chayra, this Mashal is not so poshut. Because Hare, the Ran told us that a house is Becheskas that has Chometz. Right? It was not so poshut to say that you don't know the Yom Chometz. Chances are you have Chometz. It's Kilo, you do know the Yom Chometz. Right? Not the question to say they don't have comments. Yeah? Maybe you do have comments. But anyway, that's how Mashal learns. So it's not the Mashal Rashi, you have to see it. You have to know that it's there. But either way, according to him, Samazai, over there also, you didn't do B'dika yet. Samazai, we've seen him though before B'dika, you're not over the Raisa. That one is my cheshmut Rashi and Abayz. The Rashi and Avav works even if you're the Mashal. There's just a debate over here within the Rashi and Avav. What does Rashi mean that when you see it, you'll be over? Is the pshat because you don't know that it's there, Bechlal? That's why you're not over. With the pshat, you don't have to see it. And Rashi argues the Rosh. And that Mashal, this is Mashal, he says, he's even talking about, if you know you have comments, he says that they gave it a din, like comments enough all of my pilots. I'm not sure why, what the husband that it should be. Because the halacha, if it was avalanche, the comments is covered by rubble, yeah? So all you need to do is bittul, yeah?
Like a
terah to get to it. No, because it's as if it doesn't exist because you can't get to it.
Right.
Since, right. Oh, you don't mean there's a terah to get to and therefore they pop you from Dika. No. Since it's a terah to get to it, so the kilo doesn't exist.
Really?
Yeah, that's as far.
Would that be the same thing if it's like on top of the rafter, what we're saying?
Yeah, it was it, right. It was it, the Gemara only says Chashash may fall down. Otherwise, there's no problem. You don't need no Chivadik on that.
The Gemara always thought that it wasn't down.
Same thing, yeah. Now, okay. So that's Bashidas Rashi. Now, the Taisvis. Okay, maybe before that, let's do the Mekar Chaim a little bit. We'll get the Taisus. The Gabe, that's the Mishaila. Since we touched upon the Shiloh, with Chomacheni Nua, my Matze. And Rashi was saying, you're not over. Now, Taisus, we had Taisus and Chapalov. So we'll go back to Taisus a little bit. And the Gemara says, the case of the Chaya hides the Chometz, the Gemara says that child, you're giving your Chaya Chometz on our Pesach, so we said the problem is the Chaya might hide it, so what? The Gemara says, say if you never hide it, the fact that you know it might be there, but as long as it's hidden, is a maila. Says Taisus, because you're not over on Bal Yatman. What's Bal Yatman? Because Gemara in Davav says that even if you hide the chametz, you don't see it, still you're over by Rabbi Matzah. Right? You're over by Matzah. Because the chametz is found. It can't be seen. Can't be seen. It's hidden. Can't be seen. It's not in a place where it could be seen. But it's matzoi, so you're over. Says Taisvis, but calls man, yeah, you don't know where it is. If you don't know where it is, it's not called matzoi. Okay? When you hide chametz, you're over on bayi matzoi. The Gemara and the above says. Why? Because it's called matzoi. It's around. But if you don't know where it is, it's not called matzoi either. Yeah? And Tayyaz Guf brings a raya from the Gemara by the Gluska Yafa. Gemara says, why any bittle? Maybe you'll find the Gluska Yafa. Yeah? Fed Gemara, what's the bottle of that? So Tayyaz, what do you mean? But if you hold that the chumas you don't know about, you're over, yeah? So you need bittle because maybe it's there. It's not going to help the bivatel afterwards, you're over till now. Elamai says, Tayyaz, if you have Gluska Yafa, you don't know where it is. You're not right? It's not matzah. You don't know where it is, it's not matzah. Yeah? And over here, I think Maishi brought up a very good point yesterday. The Shaila and the Chayim, Machaikis Pichadosh, and the Pnei Yeshua, is Tayyaz Dafka talking about when he did the Dika? And there Tayyaz says, if you don't know where it is, you're not either. But if you didn't do Bedika, then. Do we say that if you didn't do Bedika, maybe even Tayyaz is Maida, that you're over by Matzei, even though you don't know where it is? Now, that would be the same as far like the Ran, because if you didn't do Bedika, and most likely it's Becheska, this comments over there, therefore, as Dr. Pnei Yeshua says, they even Tayyaz is Maida. Because all the cases Tayyaz is talking about, we already did Bedika. Then Tayyaz says, we don't know where it is, you're not over. But so Pichadosh says, if you do Bedika, if you don't know Chometz Sheni Yidua, you're not over. The Pnei Yeshua says no. Tayyaz Daf Tugman, we didn't do Bedika. If you didn't do Bedika, like the Ran says, Becheska this Chometz here. So how can you say it's like Chometz Yidua? You know there's Chometz there. So you don't know where it is, but you know there's Chometz there, which is not so pasha really, yeah. The Mesvari, what the Svar Tais is, you don't know where it is, it's not called Matzai. So even if I know that it's there, but I don't know where it is, it's still not called Matzai. So Mesvari, I would say more like Pri Chadosh. But the Peshaw wants to say, no, Tais is not talking about, we don't know where it is. Where you did the Dika. Now, the Makar Chayim, the Nesivis, is done on this Nakuda. He brings down a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham and Zimin. Rabbi says, "Achrab dika miyad b'layli vatlen." Did a bittel. Aboy the shalshi bato. Says the Rama. Says the Magen Avraham. Hash that fill initial chametz beisoy shloi matzoy ain't an ayrola. Who quotes the Torah? Why do you do bdika bittel? In case there's some chametz that you didn't see, so you want to do bit. You want to do bittel. Yeah. Dim loy bitloy ayrola. Afal pishlo yada. Zok the Magen Avraham. What do we see from the Torah? Torah says, Dimlay, Torah says, the hashtag filled in Shacham is a basoi, ain't a yavra. If you do bittel, now you know there's something left, you're not going to be over. It's mashra for the Torah. What's mashra for the Torah? That if you were mavato, you'll be over. Even though you didn't see it, you don't know that it exists. That's the Magen Avraham's dik in the Torah. Again, the Torah says, why do you need the bittel? So in case you miss something, you shouldn't be over. It's mashma, the Torah. If you didn't do bittel, and you miss something, you're over right away. Api shlo yada. V'chei kasafti b'sim tov mevav. Oh. Mi di dehava. Ami sh'ochal chayla b'shaygi. So Magen Avraham tells it so. Why talking over? I didn't know that it was there. It's fine. It's shaggy. It's like any other city of the shaggy. Yeit chayel b'shaggy. You're over this, sir. You have to bring carbon. Oh, where else? You're over this b'shaggy. Oh, it means the Rambam. The Rambam says, Perik, Gimel, Lachachas, Chametz HaMatzah, obviously. Matzah chametz shayidai de olav v'hoi b'libai v'shokhoi v'shas habir v'loi b'iroi harez oi avar alo yiro sh'loi b'ir v'loi b'itel mashmad im lo yadam etchilo eni oi b'olav klal. The Magen Avraham is dying in the Rambam not like him. The Rambam's mashma that chametz eni yidua, you're not oiver. Chametz eni yidua, you're not oiver. Why? The Rambam says, "Paragim alocha ches." On this halacha, yeah. The Rambam alocha zayin. Rambam says, "Shigayim livdaik." Then yatzar lebatel kol chametz. Shenitzer b'shus ebein reyu. Says the Rambam, "Afikach emloi bitl koyim sheish." Moshe shows the man the matzah chametz. Shehoi yedai de olav, v'hoi b'libai. You knew about it. V'shokchoi b'shaz habir, v'loi b'irai. You knew about the chametz. You forgot to do b'mavara the chametz. Says the Rambam. Harei ze avar aloi loy yir aloi matzah. Sharei loy b'ir v'loi b'itel. If you didn't do b'itel. But what are we talking about? Says the Rambam, the Dayak Magen Avraham. That what? We're talking about Shai Hai Bedaita Olav. Bahai Balibai, Vishakhai, Vishasabir. Smashma says the Magen Avraham and Rambam, that Chomaz that you knew about. Chomaz that you didn't know about, you need to do Bittel, you're not over. Not like the Magen Avraham wants to Dayak in the Torah. Yeah? Chay Mashma says the Magen Avraham Loshen Arash Kabe Gluska. What's the right of Loshen Arash? What does the Rosh say? A Gluska Yafa Amar Rav Gzer Shem Yimz Gluska Yafa Zad Arash the Daiti Loi Kloimar Chay Shin and Shem Abachzen Azavis Hoysa Gluska Yifafia She Daiti Iluye V'loi Batla V'meila He's medayik loshen arash, and maybe there's a gluskus hiding somewhere. Shedayit eluye. He's saying, meaning his das was on it. Means he knew about it. Dayit eluye.
That's the Gemara.
That's the Gemara. Shem yisgul Vidaite Luye. What does Rashi say? No, Rashi is Vidaite Luye Chashuva Hibeina. It's Chashuv, Rashi says. Right. He's in Dai Lash Rosh means that you knew about it. It was Daite Allah. Yeah? Okay, it's true that you're right, it's really not some more from the Rosh. What else among the Brahm wants to say? The Dig in the Rosh is weak. But the Dig in the Rosh is very stark. Right? The Rambam is very stark. And the deacon towards the okay? So now, so it seems that this issue is talking about Chagdir Shayin. What's the name of Chagdir Shayin Yidu? Now, the he has Akdam over here to the whole Indian Vigas Hametz. He said, look, many Rishayim hold that the Chiv Dig is the Raisa. So he says, why is the Chiv Dig the Raisa? This is very interesting. He says, just like Zalacha, that if you have Peiris that are Mukhzib Kalayim, right? Different fruits are always coming up, but this has, you know, you have to check for. You have to check, it's the festive, this type of fruit, you know, dates. I'm sorry, figs they don't eat in Israel. You don't eat figs because they're usually infested. They don't even like bother checking them, too hard to check. Yeah? Or even dates though, you're supposed to check them.
cut them open, look, put them up against the light to check the bugs. So he says, Zot Nezimis, just like you have to check for bugs by something that's Mubzik Telayim, the darker to have Telayim, to have worms, so too, a house is darker to have comets. So Mela, you have to check. That would be the svara why some all have to check a chametz deraisa. And he speaks out, even though you don't know that you have chametz there, but like he calls Magen Avraham, but you're a reshaygi. So you're right, you don't know, but still you're a reshaygi. But still you're a reshaygi. Now, in the Nesivos, first of all, Abraham had a shtiglahara that he tells it so to the Bdikas Tailayim, and he said he goes out the Magen Avraham that you don't know about it, but the Shaykh, you're Shaykh. That's why you need a Bdik Mederaisa. You don't know about it, it's a Shaykh. So he died the Chayr of the Ran. Ran says it's Becheskas that has Chametz in the house. So what, that's not a Shaykh, that's a Pshia. That's amazing. If it's Becheskas has you have a certain fruit, the tummy is infested with bugs, yeah, with worms, yeah, and you're gonna say, I don't know, there's bugs here, right? And I eat it, and then we're talking about bug. So you say, oh, I was shaking it. You call that shaking it? You didn't know for sure there's a bug there, but telling you it's infested with bugs, yeah, that's called shaking. That's amazing. That's called pshia. It's not a shaking. So here also, they're not told us. That, and what's Kashan Magen Avraham? Why is Magen Avraham called Shaygi? B'chayra, before Bedika, right? Good, Magen Avraham grabbed him at Bedika. But Nesiv is talking before Bedika. Nesiv is saying, why is the Chi Bedika? He shall sue the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham grabbed him after Bedika. Right? Why in Bito? Magen Avraham is going after Bedika. They get back and say it's a Shaygi. But the Nesivis wants to go with the Magen Avraham and explain why he needs Bedika, it's like Bedika's Talayim. Right? But L'chaira, you know, you don't know about it, but there's Becheskas that has Chametz. So why would you call it a Shaygi? That's a good point on the Nesivis, why when he talks about the Chiyah Bedikals, like Bedika's Talayim, and he brings in the Magen Avraham, that calls it a Shaygi. You know, you don't know about it. But the Magen Avraham is coming after Bedika. He's going before Bedika. So Chai is more than just a Shaygi. That's a very nice art on the Nesivis. But there's another problem with the Nesivis. And that is, the Nesivis says, why is the Chiyah Bedika Mederaisa? Like Bedika's Talayim. Yeah? L'chai is a Pella. Hare, on Bedika's Talayim, you don't make a bracha. Right? On a Meniyah of an Isser, you don't make a bracha. You know, the Torah don't eat lion. Okay, so if something has chashash to lion, so therefore you can't eat. And therefore, you have to check it, right? Not to be over. So, not to be over in Isser, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. It's not a mitzvah. It's just an Isser. You don't want to be over in Isser. Therefore, you got to check it. Does that mean a bracha? You don't make a bracha on not being oyv yisurin. You know, if a guy has a taiva to eat a ham sandwich, and he's goyv on his taiva, he doesn't eat it. Does he make a bracha? Of course, you don't make a bracha on not being oyv yisurin. So what's the nesiv? The chayim ask, what's the nesiv as a sushdel to bedikas taylayim pelatzim? Therefore, you have to say. Which Batim really saw in the Ran. And the Tzad is that the Bedika is a Chir Deraisa. Yeah? What's the side of that? The side of that the Chir Deraisa is Al Tashbisu. Because there's a Mitzvah Deraisa of Tashbisu. And the Ran understands that the Mitzvah Deraisa of Tashbisu is Machayev you search and find, search and destroy. Not just if you have the chametz, you know about the chametz, get rid of the chametz. He understands, and Tashbisu is telling me, Tashbis was good for telling me, go find the chametz and get rid of it. Not if you have the chametz, get rid of it. By Rav, by Matzeh, and Tashbisu, all these three psukim are telling me, go ahead and find that chametz and get rid of it. Like the Rav said, you can Tashbisu one of two ways. Either with Bittul, or with Bedika and Abar, and getting rid of it. Right? Bedika Beer. That means that since it's a makom sheyesh bechametz, so the Torah says tashbisu. The Torah is telling you go get that chametz and get rid of it. So that's what Torah is telling me.
When you did it already?
No. Nesiv is going. Why is the bedikim the raisa? Even before bittul. Bittul is after bedika. He's going. The bedika is a chiyuv the raisa.
Even after bittul.
You never do bittul before. You do bedikah itself is a chiyuv d'oraisa.
How could our Mishnah ever be talking about bittul? How could it be that?
He says, "Kind kim dove matzah liyas chametz beisa."
How's it the other way up for the wrong? How's it the other
what?
Track?
Who?
The wrong.
No.
So either you do bedikah or you do bittul.
Right. The Ran, I'm saying not like a Nesivim. I'm saying the Chayra, Nesivim wants to know, what's the mark of the Zechir D'Raisa? How can you say B'dikah Zechir D'Raisa? Yeah? Give me four bittul. How can it be Zechir D'Raisa? Give me four bittul. What's the Zechir D'Raisa? Where's the Zechir D'Raisa? Where's the Zechir D'Raisa? You know, where is the Zechir Torah? Then I'll do it. Right? Where is the Zechir Torah? You have Zechir B'dikah. So he said, oh, like B'dikah Zechir D'Raisa. Zechir D'Raisa. So I'm saying that would be true that you won't make a bracha. Elamai, the tzad that is the rice is like the Ran said. This is tashbisu. It's a mitzvah d'raisa tashbisu, and the Ran's machadish to me, and the mitzvah d'raisa tashbisu is kailo bedika also. Now, the Nesivis goes on. And it's a very important Nesivis. It's a famous Nesivis. It's a Seizdik Nesivis. Then he asked the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, let's go back to the Magen Avraham. What did the Magen Avraham say? That if you didn't do Bittul, you didn't die for the tour. You didn't do Bittul. You're going to buy your matzah. You didn't do Bittul. Not like the Rambam. So, and what does the Magen Avraham say? It's like, he's medamit to eating chayla b'shaygi. Eat chayla b'shaygi, you have been carbon. So too, by Rabbi Matzah. Yeah, he's medamit achilas chayla by Rabbi Matzah, correct? Zot the Nesivis, he asks, what's the tzushtel? What's the tzushtel? Harei, by achila is a klal, nesasik, the chalon v'rayis chayiv shekeinen. We know there's a klal when you do so misasik. What does misasik mean? When you do something without realizing how you're doing it, not b'shayig. We think it's mutter, right? We do something without thinking about it b'chal. You don't realize some food, sheretz flies into your mouth and you eat it without realizing it. You swallow it without realizing it. You didn't intend to swallow b'chal. That's misasik. Okay? You didn't what you did, you didn't intend to do what you did. That's misasik. Kol terekul misasik is patim. Yeah? But b'chalav v'rayis, you're chayiv. Meaning, if you ate chaylev with misasik, another case of misasik is, your hand slipped. There was a piece of chaylev and then a shuman in front of you. You stuck your hand out to eat the shuman, which is mutter. And you slip by mistake, you do the chaylev. So you don't realize b'chal, that you eat the chaylev, you think you're eating shuman. That's also misasik. Okay? Not that you think chaylev is mutter. You don't think you're eating chaylev. That's misasik. Yeah? Saint Barayas. Yeah? So misasik, chalav barayas is chayev, shekeinen. Gemara says, if you have a no, then there's no ptur misasik. Whatever the husband that is. Not for now. Okay? So, in fact, the Nesiv is a bomb cash in the Magen Avraham. In fact, the Nesiv is a bomb cash in the Magen Avraham. What's the cash in the Magen Avraham? How can you be dama, chametz, by Rabbi Matzah, by chametz, to Achilas chayla, gudei chayv shekenana. So that's why chayv is shaygi. By Rabbi Matze, there's no hanas. He wants tush lo mukla. Huh? What does he want? Hakim adama. Oh, so here the Siva says he's sorry. It's not a very important yisai. He says, Isser by Matze is very different than all other Yisurah Torah. Because all Yisurah Torah, the Isser is the Maisa. Yeah? The Maisa. Maisa Chila, Maisa Bia, Amloch B'Shabbos. It's all about the Maisa, right? Killing someone, it's all the Maisa Isser. All Yisurah are down to Maisa. So then, is the Yisai. Ms. Asik, what does Ms. Asik say? So Isaac says, if I didn't intend to do the Maisa, so we're not Mesiach is the Maisa then. So if you didn't do the Maisa, you don't realize you're doing the Maisa B'cha. It's not considered your Maisa. When a person does something with Mesiach, it's not his Maisa. Since he doesn't know B'cha that he's doing the Maisa, it's not his Maisa. Memela, that's the Yisrael the Torah Masasik. Zach the Mesivis, that's when the Isser is an Isser that's a Maisa. When the Isser is an Isser of a Maisa, you could say if you're Masasik and you don't know that you're doing the Isser B'chal, then it's not your Maisa. By Yobai Matze, there's no Maisa, this is not the Maisa. The Isser is having the Chametz. So Mela, good, you're Masasik. And you don't know that you have the chametz, right? You don't know that you have the chametz. You're misasik, right? But so what? Misasik is a pter maisa, an iser that iser is maisa. So if I'm misasik in the maisa, then I'm potter. Why? It's not considered my maisa. I'm misasik. But when the Isser by nature is not an Isser of a Maisa, the Isser is it's just having the Chametz. Yeah, so may look good, you're Misasik. Misasik is pure Maisa. His Isser is not the Maisa. So may look, says this is a Gaval Gavar. Over here, there's no Ptur Misasik. So may look, so just like by there's no Ptur Misasik by Chol Barayis, Shekeinena, so here also there's no Ptur Misasik. So if the Mogaram could be Midama, Chometz with Chaylev. So even over here it's Misasik, and over there we say Misasik is Chayav Shekeinena, there is no, here is also no Ptur Misasik. By Yomei Matz is the one exception in Torah where there's no Ptur Misasik. Because since it's not about the Maisa, so there's no Ptur Misasik.
I'm gonna just say that.
What?
I'm gonna say that that over here is no, you're not being nana. Not that.
No, say there. So since there's no nana, so you don't have the svar of chalom marayis shachayv shachinay. So we should other shabbat tur masase. That's the same as kasha. You should be tur masase. You don't have comments. You don't have comments. How much any do it? It should be Misasik. Misasik is a pot and called Derekula. What's the whole discussion? That's really Nesiva's Kasha. Right? He asked on the Magna Brahm. Nesiva's really asking about Kasha and the whole concept of how much any do it. The Magna Brahm says, how much any do it? He's Medak Dad the Torah, without Bittle Yoiver. You know, you don't know the Abchametz. So the Kasha is, he's Misasik. You can ask it straight like that. It's Misasik. And the Nesiva is no. There's no Ptur Misasik only when this is the Maisa. Chometz, this is the having, the male day is no Ptur Misasik.